special technique. Special technique of shadow boxing.
Yeah, what's up? We are here live on the Boxing Source Radio Show here on the Go Long Media Channel on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, James Bell. I am the lead boxing analyst for the Cold Hard Truth on Sports. We have articles at thechtonsports.com. Once again, thechtonsports.com. You can also catch us on social media, the Boxing Source on Facebook. You also have the Instagram page at The Boxing Source. You can also catch us on Twitter at Boxing Source 2 or look for us at Google Plus. We just have a kind of like a shortened episode this week. We're just getting into the start of April. And just looking forward to a few things that are coming up in the sport of boxing here in the month of April. We have a few cards that are coming through. One that I'm keeping an eye on is coming up next week over at the MGM Grand National Harbor. That's going to be headlined by the WBO Super Featherweight Championship fight between defending champion Vasyl Lomachenko against Jason Sosa. This is going to be a very good fight here in the super featherweight division. Of course, you have a lot of background of Vasyl Lomachenko, his extensive amateur history, and being one of the few professional fighters to get right into the upper echelon fights in there in his particular division once he started out. He did lose his second professional fight to Orlando Salido. That was a split decision loss there, but he defeated the likes of Gary Russell Jr. Fought the likes of Gamaliel Rodriguez, and of course he had his recent win over Nicholas Walters in the super featherweight division. So he's looking to continue his run here in the professional ranks against Jason Sosa, who, had a majority draw against Nicholas Walters a couple of years ago and won the WBA super featherweight championship last year over Javier Fortuna, getting that TKO win. And then defended it against Stephen Smith in November of last year to a unanimous decision victory. So this main event here between Lomachenko and Jason Sosa is going to be a very good fight over in the Oxon Hill area. And we'll kind of see where Lomachenko is within the super featherweight division. That's kind of stacked in my eyes. The super featherweight division has, a lot of good fighters in it. We've had, a few people move up in the ranks within the super featherweight division. We had, of course, notably Gervonta Davis win the IBF championship in January of this year. Of course, you still have, you know, Orlando Salido out there. Tevin Farmer's in the division. Francisco Vargas. You have Liam Walsh, the number one contender for the IBF title that will, you know, end up facing Gervonta Davis in the next couple of months. But here it'll look like, you know, good number of people have their eyes on, you know, what's going on in the MGM Grand or the MGM National Harbor next Saturday, with that being the main event. Also on that particular card, you're going to have another person that, you know, kind of came from the amateur ranks and was, you know, fairly decorated in the amateurs, in Oleksandr Usyk, as he defends his cruiserweight championship on the same card against Michael Hunter. And, you know, Michael Hunter is somebody that, you know, was out of Las Vegas, that's had, you know, pretty much an undefeated record there at 12-0, with eight of those wins by way of knockout. He did win a minor cruiserweight championship in May of 2016 against Isaiah Thomas in Las Vegas. That was by unanimous decision, but it looks like he's going to be, you know, stepping up a good amount when it comes to skill level when he goes up against Oleksandr Usyk, who, you know, has been talked about by many as you know, one of the most skilled fighters there within that cruiserweight division, and probably, you know, ranks as the top-rated guy within that cruiserweight division. If I look at, you know, what's going on with the transnational boxing rankings, they have Oleksandr Usyk as their highest-rated cruiserweight. There isn't necessarily a linear cruiserweight champion, but they have, you know, Oleksandr Usyk as their highest-rated guy there in the transnational boxing rankings board. Yeah, probably see if that is the same thing here when it comes to Ring Magazine. Like I said, no overall champion, but they rate Oleksandr Usyk as number one guy over, you know, fighters like Murat Gassiev, Tony Bellew, and Denis Lebedev there in the cruiserweight division. So you're going to have, you know, opportunities to see these highly rated fighters in the sport here. This is going to be, you know, presented by Bob Arum and Top Rank Promotions along with Pelz Boxing Promotions here, and it will be on nationally on HBO. So you'll see it as a World Championship Boxing telecast there. You're gonna, you know, have a good amount of, you know, other undefeated prospects out there, you know, that include Usyk, and you have Oleksandr Vozdik there in the light heavyweight division going up against Yunieski Gonzalez. Yunieski Gonzalez did face the likes of John Pascal and Vyacheslav Shabransky. They did lose to those guys, but, you know, other than that, he's, you know, still, you know, been there around the light heavyweight division, around the top 25 or 30 within that division, going up against Oleksandr Vozdik, who it was also a guy that is coming from the Ukraine, resides in California right now, but you know, Vozdik, I think, did win a gold medal. Light heavyweight. He was a bronze medalist in the 2012 Olympics, and he won the gold medal in the Asian competition there. Let's see, in the summer in the summer competitions that they had there. So this is pretty much going to be like, I guess for some, I would say, critics of HBO boxing, this would probably be one of their overall, I'd say, showcases for, you know, those guys there that come from Eastern European countries, Russia. You know, of course, you had, you know, Kazakhstan there, the Ukraine, and others. But as part of the undercard there that they're going to have in the MGM National Harbor, you're going to see Mike Reed in action, defending his undefeated record at 21-0, going up against Red Sanchez. That will be in the super lightweight division. Super middleweight, you have Jesse Hart there going up against Alan Campa. In the welterweight division, you have Egidijus Kavalauskas. Or Kavalauskas, I would say, going up against Ramzy Zagaton. And then another super lightweight fight, you're going to have Patrick Harris against Omar Garcia. So they're able to, you know, fill out this card here in the MGM National Harbor. And this will be the first boxing event that they're going to have in the MGM National Harbor, as the scheduled card that they were going to have in that they were going to have on March 10th had to be, or March 11th, excuse me, had to be postponed there within injury to one of the fighters that was involved with the main event. So we're probably going to see that a little bit later. I'll probably touch on that in a later segment of this show, as far as what's going to happen with that particular fight. It was going to be that it was going to be a WBC featherweight championship fight. So that fight was going to be delayed there, but we may touch on it a little bit later. But number to dial in to talk boxing here this week is 347-237-5539. That is 347-237-5539. Press one key to get on cue, and you'll be able to talk in live on the show. I think one of the things that's going to be coming up here with this upcoming fight with Vasyl Lomachenko going up against Jason Sosa is, you know, like I was mentioning, both, you know, Jason Sosa and both Jason Sosa and Vasyl Lomachenko fought Nicholas Walters. You had, you know, Jason Sosa fight Nicholas Walters to a draw, which was a highly controversial decision there, as many thought that Nicholas Walters won that fight. And then you had Vasyl Lomachenko fight Nicholas Walters, who you know, eventually had him, had Walters basically quit after, you know, it was about like, I would say, you know, seven rounds there. So, and, you know, Nicholas Walters didn't look like he really was, you know, that much engaged in this, in that particular fight with Vasyl Lomachenko. While, you know, there were times when, you know, he kind of like, you know, threw punches and things like that. It just seemed like he was, you know, out, either he was outlanded or he just outperformed, or Lomachenko just outperformed him. But, you know, now it seems like Lomachenko here is ready to move on to go up against Jason Sosa. Yeah, it's not a rematch against Orlando Salido, but there's still like a lot of, you know, potential matchups that, you know, Lomachenko could, you know, have here in this particular division. And Jason Sosa is one of those guys. You know, Sosa is a top 10 guy within the division. You have Lomachenko there rated as, you know, the number one guy. You still have, you know, other guys that, you know, hold titles there in that particular division, you know, such as Jezreel Corrales, Miguel Burchelt, and like I was mentioning before, Gervonta Davis, who won the IBF championship earlier this year. To me, I think that this is going to be something where you're going to see if, you know, Jason Sosa is going to give Vasyl Lomachenko a tough time in the ring, or if Lomachenko is going to move forward and get a convincing victory. One of the things that had been mentioned or floated around the boxing circles about Vasyl Lomachenko is that they've been kind of pairing his skills to, you know, other fighters in the past. Now, this is probably, you know, I think this had been like rehashed to a certain extent. You know, back in November, his promoter Bob Arum kind of like likened Vasyl Lomachenko and his skills to somebody that he promoted in the past, and just like Muhammad Ali. But now you have you know, other columnists kind of like bringing it up that that Lomachenko is pretty much has that type of, you know, skill level, I would say. So I'm not, you know, necessarily certain about that. I mean, he's, you know, he's very skilled, very technically sound, you know, can respond well to, you know, his opponents. But, I mean, this is like after, what, 8 professional fights. And in his second professional fight, I mean, he, you know, was in a tough, you know, tough inside battle with Orlando Salido and ended up losing by decision. So, I mean, and of course, you didn't have Muhammad Ali lose until, you know, he fought Joe Frazier. And that was, you know, after, you know, an extensive layoff and other things like that. So, I mean, I know that they're trying to kind of like promote, you know, promote what he's doing in there in the ring, but, you know, to kind of like put him up there in the likes of, you know, Muhammad Ali is kind of like far-fetched. But to me, I'm going to see if I'm going to be able to get there within the MGM National Harbor and see if I could catch that fight card to see Lomachenko there live, or I actually want to see, you know, how Oleksandr Usyk does there in the cruiserweight division. I think Usyk is, you know, probably the best guy there at cruiserweight, you know, pretty much by a long shot. I mean, you had guys like, you had something happen actually yesterday in the cruiserweight division, as you had the WBC cruiserweight championship that was vacated by Tony Bellew on the line, as you had, you know, former cruiserweight champion Marco Huck go up against Maris Bridis from Latvia. Maris Bridis is, you know, was going in there, pretty much had most of his fights, you know, in Latvia and in Germany, and You know, this was his, first world title fight. He had like a string of TKO victories, since 2015. Did win a, minor WBC title last year, but then here stepped up to go up against Marco Huck in Germany. Marco Huck was someone who had the WBO version of the Cruiserweight Championship, for a long time until he was, upset by Krzysztof Głowacki in 2015, and then, won another version of a Cruiserweight Championship before going up against Maris Brightus to fight for that IBO Cruiserweight Championship and then the vacant WBC Cruiserweight Championship. And there we have, Maris Brightus end up getting the veteran Marco Huck there by unanimous decision. So we have Brightus among the guys there in the Cruiserweight division there that's, they're trying to compete with the likes of Oleksandr Usyk and Denis Lebedev and other guys within that particular division there. So one of the other things here is that we have the next week or the next Saturday, you're going to actually have a unification bout. Yeah, this will be on April 15th, the super lightweight division. You're going to see the WBA and IBF super lightweight titles on the line, as you're going to have Ricky Burns defend his version of the junior welterweight championship, and then he's going to be going up against Julius Ndongo from Namibia there. Of course, you have Ndongo that recently won that IBF belt from a long standing champion there. So I mean, and this is basically his first fight with that belt after he, went into, foreign territory there against Edward Trajanovski to win the IBF and IBO super lightweight championships there. And so he gets that KO win there, and then here we are about 4 months later, he's going up to Glasgow, Scotland. He'll pretty much near the hometown of Ricky Burns for this unification bout on April 15th. So, this is something there where I would pretty much say that, these two guys are kind of like floating around the, top three or four within this particular division. Now, there, of course, you have the ring champion and WBC and WBO champ, Terrence Crawford, there at number one, who, defeated Victor Postol last year. And you have like a, a few other guys that are there within that particular division. Antonio Roscoe there. You still have Victor Postol. Still got to see what's going to happen with him, after this loss that he's had. So, there's still like a few other guys that are, in that division. Antonio Roscoe there, that recently, had a fight with Keandre Gibson over at the Cosmopolitan getting a TKO victory win there. So those are, you know, a few guys within the super lightweight division that are going to keep their eyes on what's going to happen on April 15th as you have that unification bout there between Ricky Burns and Julius Ndongo. So that's going to be something there to, you know, look out for. Going into that next weekend, April 22nd, you have, you know, a fairly stacked card that's going to be at the Barclays Center as you're going to have Sean Porter go up against Andre Berto over at the Barclays Center, and that's going to be a WBC eliminator for the welterweight division. Of course, you have Sean Porter that was there at 26-2-1. His two losses being to IBF welterweight champion Kell Brook and now the current WBA and WBC welterweight champion Keith Thurman. So it's kind of like a step below those two guys there within the welterweight division. And then you have Andre Berto there, who's, you know, fought the likes of Floyd Mayweather. He's fought Victor Ortiz through a couple of fights. He's fought Robert the Ghost Guerrero. He's held the WBC welterweight championship and defended it, you know, a few times before losing it to Victor Ortiz, and actually won the IBF welterweight title belt at one point. So this is going to be something here where, you know, you're going to see where either one of these guys are going to be within the welterweight division. I mean, like I said, this is probably one of the most stacked divisions in the sport of boxing. I mean, when you have like Andre Berto, who has the resume that he has within the welterweight division, and he's, you know, kind of like ranked below the top 10 there, going up against Sean Porter, who's, you know, probably, you know, around, you know, floating around the top five or so within the welterweight division. So it's going to be a very, very, very good fight there between those two guys. And then, you know, on top of that, the co-feature is going to have the WBC Super Welterweight Championship on the line as Jermell Charlo defends his belt against Charles Hadley in the junior middleweight division. Still, you know, I would still say is fairly stacked there. You do have, you know, Jermell Charlo kind of like taking over the, I would say, the so-called rankings within the super welterweight division from his brother, who's, you know, moved up to the middleweight division. Yes, you do have Arislan De Lara there. You do have Demetrius Andrade there, who, you know, won his fight against Jack Holke to win the WBA regular super welterweight championship. And you have, you know, new IBF champion Jared Hurd there. So Charlo is here going up against Charles Hadley, who is, you know, currently the number one ranked contender for that WBC belt. So that's going to be something there where I figure it will be a good amount of fireworks, you know, before, during, and after the fight. One of the things that is also notable about this particular card at the Barclays Center on April 22nd is that they just added in a heavyweight fight. And this includes a new signee to the stable of advisor Al Haymon. You have this heavyweight fight between Derek Rossi and Luis King Kong Ortiz. And so you have King Kong Ortiz out there now, you know, pretty much under the umbrella of Hal Heyman, and he'll have pretty much his first heavyweight fight there. That'll be on Showtime under Al Heyman's umbrella. And hopefully for Luis Ortiz, it amounts to bigger and better things. I mean, he was fairly active in 2016, although, you know, he could have had, bigger and better fights. He's been the interim WBA heavyweight champion for a good amount of time now, and he did, have a few fights in 2016, but, none of them were for a world championship, which he was kind of looking for. So he's kind of been bouncing in and out with promotional companies and been in promotional limbo with Golden Boy Promotions and, then had a fight-by-fight contract with, Eddie Hearn. And then that kind of, ended there. So now you'll have Ortiz here with, Al Heyman, pretty much advised by Al Heyman. So I'm kind of like looking forward to seeing what will happen here next in the year 2017 with Luis Ortiz, because there's going to be a little bit of a clearance within the heavyweight division as far as like championships are concerned. I mean, you do have, of course, on April 29th, you're going to have Anthony Joshua going up against Vladimir Klitschko for the WBA and IBF belts. You do have the WBO championship on the line. Joseph Parker will go up against Huey Fury. And the WBC champion there, Deontay Wilder, is floating out there. So, hopefully he gets a title shot with any one of those guys sometime this year, because it seemed like people are talking about him being a heavyweight champion, world heavyweight champion, since 2015, but yet he's never really gotten that shot to get it. Hopefully, this is just an introductory fight for him to get, back into the, thick of things within the heavyweight division. I don't think that he'll have a heavyweight title fight, right after this fight here in April against Derek Rossi, but it'll probably be, a high-profile type of fight within the heavyweight division before he goes after one of those title holders within the heavyweight division. So that's something there that, we're kind of like looking forward to. Trying to see like what else is there within that particular card. They're kind of like trying to fill it out. They'll have like a couple of welterweight fights there, and a super lightweight fight will also be included in the boxing card. So that's something there that we're kind of looking forward to seeing here over at the Barclays Center there. So trying to see what else is like flown out there within the boxing world. There's been talk about what's happening. Of course, we've left the month of March where we had like the middleweight title fight between Gennady Golovkin and Daniel Jacobs, where Golovkin received a unanimous decision victory. And so now it looks like we're trying to see what's next in store for Golovkin. And right now it seems like they're kind of like in between seeing what's going on with the WBO champion Billy Joe Saunders and the Ring Magazine or Lineal middleweight champion Canelo Alvarez. Of course, you have Canelo Alvarez that has his May 6th bout with Little Chavez, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. And, you know, after that, Canelo is planning to fight in the month of September. And so, you know, with that being known, Gennady Golovkin and his team, you know, they kind of want to, you know, keep with that whole, you know, staying active in the ring type of thing. So they wanted to see if they could, you know, have a fight with a unification bout between Gennady Golovkin and Billy Joe Saunders on June 10th in Kazakhstan. He said that. But it seems like it's been kind of murky as far as, like, this particular fight is concerned. I mean, you've had talk coming from, K2 Promotions on Golovkin's side. And then you have what Billy Joe Saunders is saying on his side. And, you know, through this article on Boxing Scene, seeing that, Billy Joe Saunders was claiming that Tom Loefer had sent over a fight contract, and that, you know, Saunders was saying that, hey, I'm waiting, you know, hey, I want to get this fight done. Let's send the contract over. So send it over. It just doesn't seem. It didn't seem like, Tom Loefer sent anything there. Frank Warren, who is the promoter for Billy Joe Saunders, says that, you know, it doesn't mean that the potential fight between Saunders and Golovkin is done. They say they haven't moved on from the negotiations, but they say that something is going to happen in the course of a week in reference to an update for what's going on with those talks between Gennady Golovkin and Billy Joe Saunders. So, you do have Gennady Golovkin out there, kind of saying that he's, trying to prove that, or trying to say that he wants to get all the belts in the middleweight division and say that, he's beaten everybody in the middleweight division. But we're going to see here what's going to happen with these talks with him and Billy Joe Saunders. So that's something that we're going to, kind of wait on to see if, anything between those two guys happen there. One other thing here that, that I wanted to get at is coming from earlier in the show, I was saying that that title fight that was going to happen between Gary Russell Jr. and Oscar Escandon, that was for the featherweight, WBC featherweight championship. That is looking like it's going to be rescheduled for either May 20th or May 27th. Now, the thing will still be at the MGM National Harbor there. It was postponed at first because of Oscar Escandon suffering a back injury while training, so it kind of was delayed there. So now they seem like they've, kind of like gotten things ready. It's just either it'll be on May 20th or May 27th, kind of like going alongside what's going on earlier in those particular dates. So on May 20th, they're going to have, Gervonta Davis going up against Liam Walsh over in London. And then You know, on May 27th, of course, you're going to have the IBF Welterweight Championship on the line between Kell Brook and Errol Spence Jr. That one, you know, the one on May 27th, Showtime is going to be showing that Brook Spence fight live, and then they're going to replay it later on in the day to go alongside the proposed Russell versus Escandone fight that would be on the MGM Grand or the MGM National Harbor. I keep saying MGM Grand because I'm, you know, just so used to the venue in Las Vegas. Can't imagine MGM and Washington D.C. area being tied together like that, but that's what it is here in this particular case. So that's something there that, you know, we're going to kind of look into here within the Washington, D.C. area to see if that fight is going to take place there. So I would say that that's something that we're going to kind of look out for, because I really wanted to – I was originally scheduled to go to that particular card, but, you know, with that being kind of postponed, I was just saying, hey, man, just – you know, give me that ticket back. And then if it does, you know, actually happen, then, you know, I'll see if I'll go into what's happening. Now, one more thing here within the middleweight division. That's going to happen on April 22nd. You do have a fight coming up in Liverpool. As you're going to have Martin Murray, has a record of 34-4-1 there. He's going to be taking on Gabe Rosado, who is there at 23-10. Gabe Rosado, you know, has been floating in and out of the middleweight division. He did come up from the junior middleweight division to go to the middleweight division. Both those guys, Gabe Rosado and Martin Murray, did face Gennady Golovkin earlier in their careers. This is a crossroads fight for both of these guys. Likes Rosado. I don't know about Murray, but Rosado is, you know, a shade under, you know, the secondary guys within the middleweight division there. Of course, you know, you have Daniel Jacobson, Gennady Golovkin at the top there in the middleweight division. And then, you know, below them you have, you know, David Lemieux, Billy Joe Saunders, Andy Lee, Willem Dafoe. We're going to see here within that month or that particular date there on April 22nd. If either one of those guys are going to be, you know, up and ready for it. Could go kind of like be a good back-and-forth fight, you know, kind of like how you had Curtis Stevens against David Lemieux there, be like a pretty good back-and-forth fight within middleweight. But the winner pretty much like keeps himself within that second echelon of middleweights, while the other one kind of like is out within that middleweight division, and could probably just, you know, call it a career. So that would be a good crossroads fight to see if you'll be able to catch it. It is going to be in Liverpool, England, but I'll be able to see if there's going to be a TV network that's going to be able to pick up that fight. On that note, I'm going to pretty much close out this episode of the show here. On April 9th, we're going to get into what happened over at the MGM National Harbor with Vasyl Lomachenko and Jason Sosa. And like I say, at the end of every show, point of boxing is a hit, not a stand and trade. On that note, I'm out. Have a good evening.